Hello, you have reached AGM. If you would like to reach the remodeling department, press 1. If you would like to reach the countertop and installation department,
hello, this is AGM.
Hello, hi, how are you doing today?
Doing great, how are you?
I am doing well. I think I might have a wrong number here because I just, by the way, your answering machine was, do you guys do kitchen cabinets or just granite and countertops?
Yeah, so we have two different departments. One is a general contractor remodeling company, and the other is a distributor of cabinets and quartz and all those types of products.
Oh, so you're already a distributor. Is that correct?
Yes, we're a distributor. We sell cabinets.
Okay, perfect. So I'm a manufacturer. Do you think you might be able to point me in the right direction on who to speak to?
Okay. I can speak with you.
You can? All right.
Okay, cabinet.
So I know you're busy. Yes, absolutely. So let me make this fast. I don't want to take much of your time. So we manufacture everything specifically out of Mexico. It was RTA, flat box. Anything custom comes out of our corporate office, which is in Ohio. We ship everything out of Gibsonton, Florida, give or take about 15 minutes south of Tampa. The product that we provide, the line that we provide, is the Faircrest line, which is a solid maple wood face with a half-inch solid plywood box. The drawers and shelves are at 3/4 inch, and they are English dovetail fasteners with the soft closed doors and hinges that come standard. We do use a Sherwin-Williams paint that does go to the standard UVL and kiln oven to keep the paint from cracking and all that stuff that Florida causes the wood. As of right now, our turnaround time is 5 to 7 days. So RTA, 5 days. Fully assembled, 7 days. Now, if you have a custom cabinet, depending on the size, measurements, colors, style, that can go to 15 to 20 days. You mentioned that you are a distributor. So I was wondering if you have maybe a project or a project you already even completed, and I can quote it for you to the penny, which right now we're at 64% off retail price for contractors, subcontractors, and builders only.
Okay.
What do you think about
that? That turnaround time isn't bad at all, honestly. But
well, it's usually less than that. Believe it or not, it's usually less than that. But we're still actually kind of have some back orders from the hurricane back in November. And but it's usually less than that.
Okay, and as for colors, disregarding the custom cabinets, the RTA cabinets, what kind of variety do you guys offer in terms of colors, finishes?
Well, in colors, I can read you. I can send you an email so you can see them all for yourself. But if you want me to read them out to you, give me just 1 second. We have about 11 colors here.
Okay, it's just because currently we do have our distributor, and we're working on getting the cabinets directly from somebody overseas. If you guys are good enough and your prices line up and turn around and all that, then we can consider working with you. But I want to
make something very clear. Like, we do avoid the Taiwan product completely, sir. Even our plywood we bring in from Brazil.
Okay.
And so just to make you aware of that, okay? The colors that we provide in the shaker style that we have would be an Aspen White, Bristol Chocolate, West Point Gray, Winchester Gray, Glazed Mocha, White Shaker, Platinum Shaker, Fresh Sage, Midnight Black, Caramel Shaker, and Hickory Shaker. Now, if you go to custom, we can go to White Pine, Gray Wood, Dark Wood, Pure Blanc, Midnight Navy, and Gloss White.
Okay, that's phenomenal. And all those are in inventory reliably, right?
Absolutely, sir, yes.
Okay, as for the product labeling, would it be able to, if we were to do a deal with you guys, how would that work? Would the boxes, RTA boxes, have your guys' logo on it, or could it be ours, that kind of thing?
Well, that's a great question. I've never been asked that question before. I would have to talk to my manager about that, but we never put our logo on our cabinets like that, sir. Maybe the box, of course, but not the actual cabinet, sir.
Okay. You see, I'm interested because you guys said that you manufacture in Mexico. Right?
Correct. Yes, we manufacture in Mexico. Everything is manufactured there. RTA and anything flat box there, anything custom will come from Ohio, our corporate office.
Okay. See, I like the closeness, but I'm just a little worried about the upcoming tariffs related to trade.
The tariffs. Oh, man, that's another great question. So because of we also have a manufacturing plant in Ohio, which we have about 350,000 square feet there. In Florida, we have 750,000 square feet. We're able to kind of work around that, sir. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Because we have that manufacturing plant in Ohio. But the tariffs in Mexico, we have a system set up that I would love for you to talk to my manager about, because she'll give you better details on how we can also not affect the prices that we provide.
Okay, then that sounds great. We're just looking for a little bit of consistency of those prices between the manufacturing in the U.S., which will probably be more expensive, obviously, in Mexico. So I'd love to get your name down, an email, give you mine. You can send us a catalog of whatever product you guys have.
Yeah. If I can get your email real quick, I can send you colors that we provide, a sample render, sample quote, top SKUs, digital catalog, my email, obviously, as much information as I can.
Okay, and your name is real quick, sir?
My name is Jose.
Jose, okay, and I'll give you an email whenever you're ready.
I am ready now, sir.
Okay, so home supplier for you at gmail.com.
And for you is spelled out or just the number four?
Yeah, it's spelled out. F-O-R-Y-O-U.
So I have homes as in plural, supplier, for you at gmail.com.
Home singular, so no S at the end.
Home is singular, okay.
Yeah.
And what is your name, sir?
My name is Anthony.
Anthony. All right, Anthony, let me go ahead and send this information over to you. Take a look at it. If for some reason you have any questions, please reach out to me. I'm going to put my phone number, my office number, like I said, email. Any design that you have, even one that you already finished, Anthony, send that over and I'll quote it for you. And then if you like the price, we move forward. If not, hey, throw it in the trash, Anthony. We'll part ways as friends. What do you think?
All right. Sounds good, Jose. Just leave all your information. We'll definitely be in contact. Okay?
Thank you, sir. You have a good day. Appreciate your time. Bye-bye.
You too. Have a good one. Bye-bye.